It's been a great and historic baseball season. Mark McGwire shattered the record for most home runs in a season, hitting in all 70 of them. Sammy Sosa came in second with 66. That's to name a couple, but the season all ended in a hurry, Yankee style. The World Series took only 5 days, and that's because the Yankees decided to sweep the series to their 24th crown. The Yankees, they're probably the best team there is. They have the record of 24 World Series titles now, after sweeping the San Diego Padres in the 1998 World Series. They've stolen the postseason reputation from the Atlanta Braves, who made to the postseason for the 7th time in a row. They won the 1995 World Series. They made it to the 1996 World Series and, it looked like they were going to get the second in a row by winning the first two games, but the Yankees had other plans. The Yankees went on to win the next 4 games and of course, the World Series. This year, the Yankees has no problem winning over the Padres. Yankee fever has taken New York City by storm. Yankee fans are crawling all around like the Power Rangers were back in 1994, when the Major League Baseball went on strike. "Let's go Yankees," is a household phrase. The Yankees have been on almost every front page of the local paper for the past few weeks. Just what is behind the success of the Yankees besides the fact that they've won the World Series? A record-setting 114 wins, that's what. They're the winningest AL team in baseball history. Come along with me, as I tell you about what's been going on in the season as well as the postseason. The season itself had gotten off to a quiet start. They lost the first 3 games, but quickly picked up and began to feast on 8 and 9 game winning streaks. They even got to play our other team in New York. The New York Mets, that is. They won 2 out of 3 games against the Mets. Oh yeah, and I almost forgot. Yankee pitcher David Wells picked himself into baseball history by hurling a perfect game against the Minnesota Twins. The Yankees kind of got weak come late August when they lost 3 games to the Anaheim Angels. They went into their only 4-game losing streak in the season. Then there is the Toronto Blue Jays. They lost 3 games at home to them. It was a good thing both of these teams, the Angels and the Blue Jays, who are sort of tougher than the Yankees, didn't make it to the postseason. Had they made it, it would probably been a different story and they probably would be in the World Series or American League Championship instead of the Yankees. Fortunately, this was not the case here. After a slow and soggy month, they started getting ready for the postseason again. They were tuned up and ready when they won 3 games against the Cleveland Indians and then 4 against the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. It looked pretty much like they were ready. They were ready indeed. They swept the Texas Rangers in the division series. The Rangers' hope of making it to the World Series was washed away by 2 home runs by Paul O'Neill and Shane Spencer and then a 3-hour-plus rain delay. Even though the Texas Rangers were swept away, they actually helped the Yankees by beating the Anaheim Angels 5 times, giving them the AL West Championship title. Then they took on the Cleveland Indians, the very same team that eliminated them from the 1997 postseason. This was a perfect opportunity to take revenge on the Indians. They took advantage of their opportunity, but before losing games 2 and 3. Game 2's loss at home was really a highlight, since Chuck Knoblauch made a costly mistake by arguing with the umpire at first base. I watched the argument on TV and then the next thing I knew, runners were running to the home plate and the Indians had the lead. Game 3 was probably worse. Andy Pettitte gave up 4 home runs, especially the 3 in the 5th. After the inning was over, I turned off the TV. While it has happened, no team has ever come back from a 5 or 6 run deficit in the postseason. I found it hard to fall asleep, because Orlando Hernandez was going to start the next game. This was very risky especially when you consider the good hitter Jim Thome of the Cleveland Indians. It seems that I have underestimated the rookie pitcher. He didn't allow a single run in that game. The Yankees won it 4-2-0, tying the series at a game apiece. The Yankees went on to win the next 2 games. They won Game 6 at Yankee Stadium by gaining a commanding 6-2-0 lead in the first few innings. They needed it, because Jim Thome hit a grand slam in the fifth. Put it together with the bases loaded walk and you get the 6-run lead cut down to 1. The Yankees, however, couldn't let this game get away. They couldn't let the Indians get away with eliminating them in the 1997 postseason quarterfinals. While the Yankees' Chuck Knoblauch made a costly mistake in Game 2, it was the Indians that were making the mistakes and thus mistakes cost them the series. I can name a couple of mistakes. When one of the Yankees hit the ball to third base, the Indians' third baseman threw the ball to first. First baseman jumped to catch the ball, but not before the hitter was safe at first. When Derek Jeter hit what seemed to be a home run, Indians right fielder Manny Ramirez thought it actually was. It wasn't. The ball dropped and that allowed two runs to score. The final score. 9-2-5 Yankees. Now we're in the World Series, the Yankees versus the San Diego Padres. The Padres nearly swept the Atlanta Braves. Now they were looking to get the Yankees and win their first World Championship title. As I write this, the Padres are in a 2-game hole to the Yankees. In the first game, which seemed to be interesting, since both teams were sticking in their ace pitchers. For the Yankees, it was David Wells, for the Padres, Kevin Brown. It turned out to be a home run derby. The Padres seemed to have the game after the fifth inning. Kevin Brown was on the mound. Everything seemed to be under control. Then came the seventh inning. There was full redemption for Chuck Knoblauch. He hit a 3-run home run, tying the game at 5. Then came Tino Martinez. He hit a grand slam. So it was 9-2-5 Yankees. The Padres wouldn't come back. They scored only one run afterwards. Yankees won it by a final score 9-2-6 in Game 1. Then come Game 2. We're still at Yankee Stadium. The Padres trying to go home with a split. Again it seemed they were going to do it in the first. They would have had an early lead had it not been for Paul O'Neill. He caught two balls going out of the park. TH Yankees did the usual. They scored early in the game. The Padres had better straighten their defenses or get used to this fact, if they want to win Game 3. By the end of the third inning, the Yankees had a commanding 7-2-0 lead over the Padres. Of course, it's not over until it's over. Especially, when you consider the fact that the San Francisco Giants had such a lead earlier in the season over the Colorado Rockies. They blew that 7-2-0 lead and lost to the Rockies 9-2-8. This wasn't the case in Game 2, though. The Padres would score only 3 runs in the entire game and would end up losing game, putting them at a 2-game deficit against the Yankees. Of course, the Padres weren't discouraged. After all, the Yankees themselves were in a 2-2-0 deficit to the Braves and then they won the next 4. So the Padres could still do it. Then the series shifted to San Diego. And let me tell you something. I really do feel sorry for those San Diego fans. It's pretty depressing to see a home team lose and get eliminated in the postseason. I really wish the Yankees won it at home in front of thousands of fans. But the Yankees didn't want to take a chance and bring the series back to New York. They wanted to end it and win it in San Diego. The Yankees didn't dominate and practiced their scoring runs early in Games 3 and 4. In fact, the Yankees almost lost Game 3. In the sixth inning the Padres scored 3 runs. But then Scott Paroxius was ferocious. He hit 2 home runs. One a solo in the top of the 7th and then a 3-run home run in the top of the 8th. Now the Yankees were leading again, for good. The Padres scored a run in the bottom of the 8th, and that would be the last run they would score in the series. Here came Game 4. Kevin Brown was the last hope for the Padres. He pitched well, but then, in the top of the 6th, the Yanks got a run. It would be the only one they needed. The Yanks scored a couple more in the top of the 8th. But it was not over yet. The Padres loaded the bases in the bottom of the 8th. A grand slam would give them a Game 5, nope, one of the hitters hit the ball into a fly out. The inning was over. That was the last thread of the Padres. The Yanks, WNT out quick in the top of the 9th, bottom of the 9th, quick inning. It was over. The Yankees won. Bring up the champagne. Put on those champ t-shirts. Keep the sweep headlines. It's been a great season. Until next year, if the Yankees get eliminated, I will hope this team wins. They do deserve to have their first World Championship. Congratulations to the New York Yankees for winning and making it to the top. Congratulations to the San Diego Padres for making it to the World Series and winning the National League Championship. Keep trying and pretty soon you'll become like the Yankees.